This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel announced an expanded ground operation Saturday after knocking out communications and creating a near blackout of information in the Gaza Strip with increased bombardments and artillery fire overnight. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Explosions from continuous airstrikes lit up the sky over Gaza City for hours after nightfall Friday, as the Israeli military said it was expanding ground operations in the territory, signaling a move closer to an all-out invasion of Gaza, meant to crush the ruling Hamas militant group after its bloody rampage in southern Israel on October 7th. The Palestinian telecom provider Paul Tel said the bombardment caused complete disruption of internet, cellular, and landline services as the besieged enclave's 2.3 million people were largely cut off from contact with the outside world. Some satellite phones continued to function. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The UN General Assembly late Friday passed a non-binding resolution with overwhelming support calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants. The resolution also urged unimpeded access for humanitarian aid to the besieged Gaza Strip and the protection of civilians. The Palestinian envoy to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, thanked those supporting the measure and criticized Israel for its continued attacks on Gaza.
We are one in seeking an end to the killing, the trauma and terror, the destruction. This, of course, is not something that the representative of the occupying power will ever understand.
The resolution drafted by Arab states carries political weight as it takes the global temperature on the conflict while Israel steps up its ground operations in Gaza. This is VOA News. The man suspected of killing 18 people and wounding 13 in a shooting rampage in the northeastern U.S. city of Lewiston, Maine, was found dead of a likely self-inflicted gunshot wound Friday, ending a 48-hour manhunt that followed the most lethal episode of gun violence in the state's history. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Police found the body of U.S. Army Reservist Robert Card in the woods in a neighboring town Friday night. They say he likely died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Robert Card is dead.
Maine Governor Janet Mills confirmed his death Friday. Card, seen in CCTV pictures carrying a semi-automatic rifle, went on a shooting spree Wednesday night at a bar and a bowling alley, killing 18 people and wounding 13 others. Officials have not revealed his motive. Investigators say his body was found near the Androscoggin River, about 35 miles north of the state's second-largest city, Portland. Police were searching the river after they found a white SUV belonging to the suspect at a boat launch. Authorities also officially released the names and ages of the victims for the first time and displayed some photos of the deceased at a press briefing Friday night.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. With cases surging in some parts of the U.S., COVID-19 treatments won't be free for much longer. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is setting the price for a five-day treatment of Paxlovid at just under $1,400. But Americans can still access the pills at no cost for now. And the less commonly used COVID-19 treatment, Lagevrio, will hit the market next week. The federal government says millions of free taxpayer-funded courses of the pills will remain at pharmacies and at doctor's offices. People on private insurance may start to notice co-pays for the treatments once their pharmacy or doctor's office runs out of the government supply. People on Medicaid, Medicare, and those who don't have medical insurance will not pay any out-of-pocket costs for the treatment through the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
Africa's fashion industry is growing rapidly to meet local and international demand. VOA's Scott Walterman reports.
It's all in a UNESCO report released during Lagos Fashion Week, currently valued at $15.5 billion worth of exports annually. The earnings from the continent's fashion industry could triple over the next 10 years with the right investment in infrastructure. The report says with a young population of 1.3 billion people set to double by 2050, the continent's fashion industry has also proven to be both a powerful lever for the promotion of cultural diversity the way to empower young people and women. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.